Gnosticism revolves around a unique type of knowledge known as gnosis, which is believed to be the key to achieving spiritual liberation and grasping profound truths. This isn't just academic knowledge, but a deeper, more instinctive understanding that provides insight into life's great mysteries and the spiritual world. Gnostics believe that each person carries a small divine spark within them, akin to a fragment of a brilliant eternal light. This divine element is constantly striving to reunite with its larger spiritual origin, transcending the mundane aspects of our daily existence. Driven by this inner divine spark, there's a deep yearning in everyone to seek understanding and unravel greater meanings of life. Gnosticism, then, is about following this innate urge, this thirst for profound wisdom, to truly decode the mysteries of life and our connection to something beyond ourselves. Central to Gnostic philosophy are its sacred texts, including the revered Nag Hammadi Library. These ancient scriptures serve as a treasure trove of esoteric wisdom, guiding seekers on their quest to decode these mysteries. They encompass a diverse array of narratives, discourses, and dialogues that probe into the essence of divinity, the cosmos, and the human spirit. The Gospel of Thomas invites us into a world where wisdom is not external but lies within us. It's a collection of profound sayings that Jesus imparted, emphasizing that true enlightenment and salvation are journeys inward. In this gospel, we are encouraged to seek not just knowledge, but understanding to find the divine truth that resides in each of us. It's a call to introspective discovery, to uncover the deeper truths about our existence and our connection with the divine. Turning to the Gospel of Mary, we find a narrative that disrupts conventional spiritual hierarchies. Centering on Mary Magdalene, this gospel not only reevaluates women's roles in spiritual leadership, but also underscores the importance of personal experience in understanding the divine. It's a powerful reminder that diverse perspectives, particularly those of women, are essential in our collective quest for spiritual wisdom and understanding. In the Gospel of Philip, Jesus said, "That which you have will save you if you bring it forth from yourselves. That which you do not have within you will kill you if you do not have it within you." In the Gospel of Philip, we encounter a mystical exploration of divine energies. This text speaks to us about the harmony of masculine and feminine forces, suggesting that true spiritual understanding requires a balance of these energies. It's an invitation to seek inner wholeness and unity, emphasizing the transformative power of divine wisdom. This gospel guides us to reflect on how understanding and balance are crucial in our quest to purpose and enlightenment. Light and darkness, life and death, right and left are siblings. They are inseparable. And to those who belong to the right, everything will be right. And to those who belong to the left, everything will be left. The Gospel of Judas presents a radical rethinking of Judas Iscariot's role. It challenges us to reconsider conventional beliefs and delve into the complexities of divine plans. This gospel is a profound call to understand the broader purpose behind events in our lives. It teaches us that understanding and context are integral to discovering our own purpose and place within the grand narrative of existence. Judas said to Jesus, "Look, what will those who have been baptized in your name do?" Jesus said, "This water right of theirs will bind them down to this material realm, but they will not know the truth until they come to me." The Gospel of Truth, attributed to the theologian Valentinus, delves deep into the nature of truth and error. It highlights the journey from ignorance to enlightenment, emphasizing knowledge as the key to overcoming illusion. This gospel invites us to embark on a quest for true understanding, to recognize the fundamental nature of reality and our place within it. "For he who knows the truth is free, and free is he who knows the truth. But the free do not sin, for who is a sinner? It is he who creates the lie and he who imitates the lie." In the Apocryphon of John, we are presented with a detailed cosmology and mythology. The text narrates the creation of the world and the soul's journey within it. It offers us a framework to understand not just the universe's formation, but also the role of our soul in the vast cosmic play. It's a narrative that encourages the pursuit of spiritual knowledge, inviting us to explore the deeper connections between the cosmos, the divine, and ourselves, And it came to pass, when he saw the creation which surrounds him, and the multitude of the angels around him who had come forth from him, he said to them, I am a jealous God. There is no other God beside me. But by announcing this, he indicated to the angels that another God does exist. And the Sophia of the Epinoia, being an aeon, conceived a thought from herself and the conception of the invisible spirit and foreknowledge. She wanted to bring forth a likeness out of herself without the consent of the spirit. He had not approved, and without her consort, and without his consideration. The Pistis Sophia is a scripture that details Jesus' teachings after his resurrection, focusing on themes of repentance, redemption, and the challenges of spiritual ascension. Here we find guidance on the paths toward spiritual growth, enlightenment, and the redemption of our souls. It's a text that speaks to the trials and tribulations on the path of spiritual enlightenment, offering insights into this journey of the soul. It came to pass when Jesus had risen from the dead that he passed 11 years speaking with his disciples and teaching them only up to the regions of the first commandment and up to the regions of the first mystery, that within the veil, within the first gate of the innermost. In this dialogue between Jesus and Thomas, we explore the soul's struggle against the material world. The Book of Thomas the Contender emphasizes the quest for spiritual liberation and the importance of overcoming worldly distractions. It's a deep call to focus on our inner spiritual journey to find liberation and enlightenment beyond the physical and material confines of our world. And the Savior replied, I tell you the truth, no one will be saved by their faith and salvation until they believe in their heart that they have risen above this universe of destruction. Dialogue of the Savior, a narrative involving Jesus and his disciples, highlights the critical importance of self-knowledge, warns of the dangers of ignorance, and underscores that true understanding of the self and the divine is key to awakening. The Gospel invites us to embark on a journey of discovery to find within ourselves the key to spiritual wisdom. The Gospel of the Egyptians addresses the themes of duality, transcendent God, and the journey towards awakening. It's an esoteric scripture that encourages deep contemplation on the nature of the divine and the process of awakening to higher spiritual truths. It invites us to ponder the deep mysteries of existence and our place within the greater cosmic order. Although only fragments of the Gospel of the Hebrews remain, this text provides a unique perspective on Jesus' relationship with the Holy Spirit, often depicted in feminine terms. It offers us insights into the interconnected nature of spiritual entities and the divine, inviting us to explore the deeper connections between the divine forces and our own spiritual journey. And according to the Basilides, it is necessary that the soul, having become a shape by means of the wicked passions, should be punished in the forms which it has assumed. Focusing on the divine fullness of the Pleroma and the emanation of spiritual beings, the Gospel of Valentinus reflects on the origin and nature of the divine realm and invites us on a deep exploration of the origins of existence and the soul's connection to the divine. It is a guide to understanding the cosmic beginnings and our intrinsic link to the divine source. And though not traditionally Gnostic, Marcion's influence on Gnostic thought is undeniable. His Gospel, a version of Luke, emphasizes the contrast between the Old Testament God and the God of Jesus Christ. The Gospel of Marcion invites us to reconsider traditional religious narratives and the nature of the divine, prompting a re-evaluation of our understanding of the divine narrative. It offers a Gnostic interpretation of Jesus' death and resurrection, challenging conventional Christian views. It emphasizes the illusory nature of the material world and the pursuit of spiritual truth. The second treatise of the Great Seth is a call to look beyond the material realm as well, reminding us that true enlightenment lies in the understanding of the spiritual realm and our place within it. For my death, which they think happened, happened to them in their error and blindness. Since they nailed their man unto their death, for their anoyas did not see me, for they were deaf and blind. In summary, this excerpt reflects a key Gnostic theme, the distinction between physical appearance and spiritual reality. it suggests that the crucifixion of Jesus was misunderstood by those who lacked spiritual insight. They were only aware of the physical event and failed to grasp its deeper spiritual implications. The Gnostics often viewed the material world as illusory or deceptive, emphasizing the importance of spiritual knowledge to see beyond surface appearances to the truth. The Gospels collectively offer us a profound pathway for exploring life's deeper meanings, our purpose, and our connection with the divine. They are not just texts, but beacons of light, guiding us on our journeys of discovery. They invite us to question, to seek, to understand, and ultimately, to find that divine spark that lies within each of us. Human Fluence, out.